Welcome all to today's service. Give you all a big warm welcome in the church here at Belvedere. It's good to see you all here. Right. Let's just commit the meeting to prayer. Dear Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for us all here safely today, from where we have travelled. We thank you that you have given us this day that we can worship you. We do thank you for what this day represents, for all the good things you provide for us with our clothes and for all the food that we often take for granted. We do thank you for all these things. Mostly, Lord God, we do thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, poor sinners, that we can receive Jesus as our Saviour, that we may one day go to heaven. We do pray also, Father God, for the message today. We do pray for our brother Stuart Cross, that you may bless the message that he preaches, that those that listen this afternoon may really understand what he is saying and may really take it to their own hearts. Mm. And we do pray for Stuart, you would encourage him and bless him as he ministers your word this afternoon. We do thank you also for the word this morning. We pray you bless those many gathered this morning. They may. Those who don't know you may come to know you through some words that were said this morning. Do pray also for this evening service, that you may encourage Pastor as he preaches tonight, and that we may see fruit for his labours. Do pray these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's time to invite someone up, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the church. Paul, welcome to Stuart Cross.
I have to say, it's absolutely fun. I love coming here. Because it's such a wonderfully warm, joyful fellowship, you know? I mean, it really is, and I'm not trying to draw unfavourable comparisons to my home church at Hayes Lane. But I have to say, there's nowhere else I go where's the passage I was going to read? The Harvest Festival is a time when we thank God for providing us with food and all sorts of other things. You know, God provides everything for us. And at harvest festival time, at harvest Thanksgiving, we particularly remember what God has done and what God has provided us with. Years ago, many, many hundreds of years ago, probably, people would have come to this church. I don't know how long it's been standing here, but let's say, churches like this. People would have come hundreds of years ago from the fields where they'd picked the fruit and they'd picked the vegetables, they'd dug them out of the ground, they'd have put them in wheelbarrows and put them in boxes, and they'd have walked up that hill, up Nutsley Road, is it Nutsley Road? Up Nutsley Road with their produce, and they'd have brought them into the church and they'd have laid them out at the front and they'd have given thanks to God, just like we've done this afternoon. The big difference between then and now is that we get all our food packaged up nicely for us, don't we? Don't we? It's all nicely packaged, and there's a lovely display there, and it's all in tins and packets and so on. Years ago, they'd have brought the real thing, but you know what I mean. They'd have brought the food and the fruits and the vegetables freshly from the ground and freshly harvested from the trees, and they'd have brought it in to thank God. Well, like I say, now we tend to get our food in packages, don't we? Packets from the supermarket. And I've got a packet here. It's a packet of breakfast cereal. And one of the good things about having your food in a package like this is that it gives you something to read at the breakfast table. Okay, when you're wondering what to do, what you're doing in the day ahead, and you're not really sure, and your friend's not really in gear yet, you can think, well, I can't be bothered to think about that what's happening for the rest of the day. I'm going to have a good read. So you can take the packet of cereal and you can have a good read. Because there's lots to read on a packet of breakfast cereal. Did you ever thought about that? No? Lots to read. What can you see on this packet of breakfast cereal? Yeah. All the contents on the back. Funny enough, it's
on the side.
Oh, you mean the ingredients?
Yeah.
The ingredients. Here we are. The ingredients: rice, sugar, salt, glucose, vitamin B12. Loads of vitamins in Rice Krispies. There are lots of good things in Rice Krispies, yeah? What isn't on the packet?
What isn't?
What isn't on the packet?
Price.
The price. Thank you. The price. The price isn't on the packet. How much do you reckon for this 600 gram box of Rice Krispies? Okay, 600 grams full of vitamins, full of all sorts of good things. Very little fat. The sort of cereal that Her Majesty the Queen would eat. How much do you reckon for this packet of cereal? Yes.
50 pounds.
50 pounds. I don't know about that. What do you reckon?
About
£2.09. That's very precise. I'm very impressed with that. Any other? Yes. I think this was just over £2. So whoever said £2 and something was close. Okay. It doesn't have the price on though. I think it was just over £2. Well, the Bible tells me that I have also been bought with price. Interesting, isn't it? The Bible tells me that I've been bought with a price. Let's have a look at a passage in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. That's the very last book of the Bible. Let's take a look at that together. It's in chapter 5 and verse 9. Now this is a picture of heaven. The Apostle John was on an island, and God gave him a picture of heaven, a vision of heaven. He saw what heaven would be like, and he described it like this. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9, John was in his vision. He saw some wonderful living creatures, 24 elders, all bowing down before the Lamb. That's Jesus. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." I'll read that again. This is what they all sang to Jesus. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood." To redeem something is almost like to buy it. Okay? So you bought it, you purchased us for God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So all those people in heaven are praising God, praising Jesus, saying, "You purchased us, you bought us." Okay? Once we belonged to someone else, and now you've bought us to be your very own. Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation across the world, people have been bought by Jesus. What did Jesus buy us with? Do you remember what it says? What did Jesus buy us with? Yeah? His blood. Jesus bought us with his blood. Now, what do you think that means? Do you know? What do you think that meant? Jesus bought us with his blood. No? What it means is that he died for us. He shed his blood. You know, like we were singing about the soldiers in the infantry, and the cavalry and the artillery? When soldiers die, people say they died for their country. Yeah? Well, Jesus died for us. Jesus shed his blood for us. He purchased us with his blood. That's what that passage of the Bible is saying. Jesus died so that we could be forgiven. Because without Jesus, then we're far, far from God. People wake up in the mornings and they don't think about God. They just get up and they eat their Rice Krispies and they don't really think about God, and they don't thank God for the food that he's provided. They don't thank God for Harvest Festival. They just get up and live their lives. never really pay very much attention to God at all. But Christians are people who do know God, who do trust in God, who do say, Lord, thank you for what you've given me to eat today, and Lord, thank you for the clothes that I'm wearing and the house that I'm living in and the family that I have. Lots of people don't think about God at all, but Christians do. And the difference is because Jesus has purchased them. He's bought them. He's bought us with his blood. We should be punished for all the times that we've ignored God. All the times we've woken up in the morning and we've not thought about him and lived our lives from day to day, not giving him a moment's thought. We should be punished for that, you know? God's right to punish us if we've not really thought about him. After all, he's made us, isn't he? He's the creator. He holds everything together. He's the one who decides what's going to happen. And if people go around living their lives not giving a thought about him, he would be right to punish them, wouldn't he? But he sent Jesus so that if we trust in Jesus, if we ask God to forgive us, then he will forgive us. And by trusting in Jesus and trusting in the fact that Jesus shed his blood, that he died for us, it means that we can be part of God's family. The people in heaven were singing, you've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. We belong to God now. If we're Christians, we belong to God. But we can only be Christians if we're trusting in Jesus, because only Jesus shed his blood for us. What would happen if I took this packet of Rice Krispies off the shelf in the supermarket, in Tesco's, and I walked out with it? What would happen? Yeah. I'd get caught. Who would come and get me? Yes? The police. The store would phone up and they'd say, there's this man, he's stealing Rice Krispies. Come and get him. Immediately. And they'd come and they'd arrest me, wouldn't they? Yeah? I don't run very fast. lots of people here could tell you where I am. Okay? They'd arrest me, wouldn't they? Who do these belong to? All the while they're on the shelf in the shop. Pardon? They do belong to God. That's right. They do belong to God, because everything belongs to him, doesn't it? But when they're on the shelf in the shop, okay, whose are they? Whose are they, yeah? Yeah, belong to the shop, don't they? They belong to the shop. But when I take them to the checkout and I give them my £2.05 or whatever it was, and I buy them, who do they belong to then? They belong to me, don't they? Yeah? Because I paid for them. They know. And I can enjoy them. Well, it's a bit like that with Christians. Because all the while we're without Jesus, we don't belong to God. Because we don't really want to. We're not interested in him. But when we come to Jesus, and we ask God to forgive us, and we say, God, I want to follow you now. I want to learn about you. I want to serve you. I want to live for you. I want to be your child. Then it's like we've been bought. And we belong to God then. Yeah? That's what it means. And he says, you have purchased men for God by your blood. By trusting in Jesus, we can belong to God. Just like we buy a packet of cereal off the shelf and it belongs to us. So just the same. Jesus purchased men for God. God gives us so much, so much. At harvest time we think about all the lovely food that he's provided us with. Okay? All the lovely things that he's done. The fruit, the vegetables, the cereal, the meat, the fish that we can eat. All the things that God has provided us for. Okay? But most of all, he's given us the opportunity to be his children through Jesus. He's purchased us for God. Through Jesus Christ. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father, we want to thank you that through Jesus we can be your children. That because he died for us, we can be in your family. We can trust in you and be part of your kingdom. We thank you, O Lord, that Jesus shed his blood for us and purchased us for you. We pray that you'll help us to understand these things. And to really believe and to know that you love us in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Right, thank you, Stuart, for that message. Very well taken to heart and apply it to our own lives. I'm going to close in prayer now, but after prayer, we're going to all invite to come back for a tea. A lot of people have prepared food, so you're more than welcome to come back for a cup of tea and a sandwich and crisps and sweets and cakes. Anything else I can think of. So I'll close now and then we'll say grace just afterwards. Let's go in prayer. Dear loving God and Heavenly Father, do thank you for your amazing love to us and that you did die on the cross for us. And I would pray for those that are here, children and adults that don't know you, and really take these things seriously that were said, that you did purchase us by your blood on that cross. And Father God, as Christians, we are so grateful for that. We thank you that we have a heaven to look forward to. We do pray for those that don't know you, that they may come to know you and that they also may have heaven to look forward to. And so, Father God, we thank you for this tea that's been prepared for us. We thank you for the love you've given to us in preparing it. And I do pray you'll help us to enjoy it. I do pray these things in your precious name.
Amen.